You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 169, Black Velvet by Alana Miles. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. What singer got Alana Miles so worked up in a Mississippi heat that inspired her to write her sultry 1988 hit Black Velvet? Find out in this week's Lyrics Undercover. Alana Miles left behind her comfortable childhood in Toronto to make it on her own in the music business. A dark-haired pretty girl born on Christmas Day, she grew up modeling, acting, and competing in equestrian events. Alana felt that her family wanted to marry her off rather than support her real passion, making music, so she left home as a teenager. With help from songwriter Christopher Ward, she formed a cover band, where she applied her powerful voice to songs made popular by everyone from Aretha Franklin to AC/DC. By 1988, she'd partnered with another musician, David Tyson, and began work on her self-titled album debut. Three songs from that album made it into the Canadian Top 40, but only one would go on to capture the top of the charts worldwide. Black Velvet, a sultry mid-tempo ballad, recalls the life of Elvis Presley, the American popular singer who had just the right combination of looks, talent, and personality to introduce rock and roll to mainstream popular culture. In the first verse, Elvis's mother is dancing with her baby son to the records of Jimmy Rogers, a legendary seminal figure in the history of country music. Here and later in the song, Miles emphasizes the heat in Mississippi, Elvis's home state, warm and humid enough that the sun has to slide through the sky slowly, as though passing through molasses. By the second verse, he's grown up and performing. He knew how to move, and the movement was more than the simple dancing white audiences were used to. It captured the heart of every schoolgirl, but also left you wanting more. This combination of moving like sin yet being so sweet and true made Elvis a phenomenon, the nice boy next door that a girl's parents would accept, who is also dangerously attractive. His fabled manager, Colonel Tom Parker, recognized these qualities and cultivated them to turn out an irresistible product. In this verse, though, Miles reminds us that Elvis is still Mama's baby. He's perhaps the most devoted son in pop culture history. What does the phrase black velvet refer to? It has many meanings. Subtly, perhaps, it describes the quality of Elvis's singing voice. Black velvet was the color of dye that the fair-haired boy used to become darker and more dangerous. It seems also to describe the heat of the Mississippi night. And, of course, it's a direct reference to the popular, inexpensive paintings of Elvis that millions of fans hung on their walls. Glittery images set on black velvet instead of canvas. The last verse is far from the bird's eye view of the young Elvis and is told just from a fan's perspective. Elvis dies suddenly. By now, the story of his struggles with health problems and drugs are well known, but Miles, like so many of his lifelong fans, brushes past that, preferring to focus on the early days when his performances were so captivating that they were like a new religion. Black Velvet went platinum in Sweden, gold in the US, Germany, and Austria, and spent 2 weeks at the top of the US pop charts. Alana Miles won a Grammy and several Juno Awards for the song. Her second album also featured some top 40 singles, but her third and fourth albums were not as well received, and for years she concentrated on writing new music while still doing concerts and releasing a greatest hits collection to support herself. Contract issues, she said, deprived her of the income from her most successful song. However, in 2007, Alana Miles released a new album, titled Black Velvet, featuring an updated version of the hit that made her famous. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.